So it's the Mishnah. Ha'anoydim in ha'tomorim. Someone makes a neder, he can't eat dates. Is mutter b'dvash tomorim. You're allowed to eat honey from the dates. Because that's not dates anymore, that's honey, it's something else. It's not called dates. Mistunius, someone who makes this a neder, he won't be able to eat from these type of grapes that don't become ripe. And usually what you do with these grapes, you make vinegar out of it. But you made this a neder, you won't eat these grapes. The locher is mutter b'choy mistunius. You're allowed to eat or drink the vinegar that comes out of it. Because the Meister, that's not the grape. You only said you won't be assuring these unripe grapes. Even though they're aimed to make vinegar, but you didn't assur the vinegar. You only made to be assur the grape. So later, when you make vinegar out of it, the vinegar is mutter. We have Yehuda ben Beser Roimer. It depends. Kol sheshem toldosoi kru yalov. Like over here. The chaymis is called chaymis sesyunios. So what comes out of these grapes, these mistunios, is also has its name on it. So therefore, in such a case, kol sheshein toldosa kruyalov, for neither a menu, and you're making this a ned like here, you said you can't eat these mistunios, that's these unripe grapes. So in such a case, also b'yotzimihen, you're not allowed to eat what comes out of it. Also b'yotzimihenu, what comes out of it. Since what comes out of these unripe grapes is vinegar, but the vinegar is also called choymets stunios. So the vinegar also has the name of the grape on it. Therefore, if you hold, when you made a nisa neder, not eat these unripe grapes, this mistunios, you also meant to include the chaymis, the vinegar that comes out of it. But the chaymim say no. The chaymim say, it's not grapes, it's only vinegar, and vinegar is mutter. So Mori has the kasha, chachomim haimotanakama. And the chur, the Gemara ends off. The Chom Matirim, that's the same thing as the Tanakama. The first man Yom of the Mishnah. That's where the first Mishnah started off. When you make a Nisa Nedim Istunios, it's Mutter B'chaymitz. The vinegar is Mutter. Then Yom Yudah said it's also true. But what do we have to end off with? The Chom say it's Mutter. We already said at the beginning that the Tanakama said it's Mutter. So what's like the three man Yomim here? So more so like this. No, there's a difference. I'll tell you, Ike Benayu. There's a difference like this. Hold the Tanya, that's what we learned. Klaus der Omer of Shimon ben Eloza. If Shimon ben Eloza said a general rule like this, Kol Shadarkoi Lechel, anything that the Derech teaches food, the Derech Hayotzim ben Lechel, and who are then what comes out of it, also people eat. Kigoin Tumorim, Udvash Tumorim. Just like you have dates, and you have the honey that comes out of the dates, the Derech teat both, people eat the dates, and people enjoy the honey that comes out of it. So in such a case, nor da boy, if you're making this a neder, you can't eat the dates. The locher is also b'yotzim imenu. Pshita, it's also for you to eat the honey also. Since it's edible, it's called like part of the date. So therefore, it's also. What about noider m'yotzim imenu is also boy? If you're making this a neder, you can't eat the honey. So who are then it's also for you to eat the date also? That's because both of them are edible. What about kol she'ein or darko lechel? Let's say something that the mother itself you don't eat. V'derech ha'yotzim imenu lechel. What comes out of it that you do eat. In such a case, noida boy, if you're making this another, not to eat the fruit itself, that's not edible, is ein osa ela b'yotzim imenu. You're only osa for the edible food that comes out of it. Why? Shloi niskavein ze'ela l'yotzim imenu. You only have in mind for the part that comes out that's edible. But the mother, the fruit itself, that's not edible, that you did not mean to make it also. So the Ran explains like this. Let's see the Ran in the Gemara. The Ran says, Chachamim henu tanakam, Mikabana, you hold the time you call him Rishim Nalosa. That called Shadako lechol v'derech, Hayotzi menu lechol, going tomorrow, Madavash tomorrow, another boy, also be Yotzi menu. Yotzi menu, also boy. The whole Shadako lechol v'derech, Hayotzi menu, lechol, another boy, also be Yotzi menu. Kach kasinim b'balochas, like we have our girsa. Now, v'ochet prush, here's the pshat. T'bo'a pligi tanakama, this is what the machlekes is. T'bo'a pligi, tanakama pola gada Rishum ben Eloza. Our tanakama even argues on what Rishum ben Eloza makes the klal. V'tavai, we argue on 2 points. T'svir lele tanakama, our tanakama holds. Bein darko lechol, even though what comes out of it is a derech teat. Let's say like honey. It's a derech teat to honey. Bein ein darko lechol. even if it's not a derech, like vinegar maybe, it's not a derech. Is also boy v'loy b'yaisim emenu. In all cases, the Tanakhama says, when you said the mother, you made also the grapes, the unripe grapes, or the tamarim, you only meant the fruit that you said, and not what comes out of it. That's what our Tanakhama holds. Now, if you have Shimon ben Elazar svirlei, the v'shadarka lechol, the derech ha'yaisim emenu lechol, is also b'shneim. Like by dates. Since it's only a tea date and tea to honey, so when you're making this a neder, you can't eat dates, you're also including the honey also. Uvishen darka lechol. Let's say for some reason it's unripe grapes. It's not a derech to eat these grapes. For derech hayetzu men lechol, but the vinegar that comes out of it that you do eat, in such a case, also b'yetzu menu. Hashem Elazar says, you also eat the vinegar that comes out of it. V'loy boy, not the unripe grapes itself. That's Hashem Elazar. Now, v'ho ma'apik lera tanakama lagamri. He goes completely against the Tanakhama. We have Yehudim ben Beseira now, in our Mishnah, Savulok Rav Shimon Bedarka Lechol. In our Mishnah, we have Yehudim ben Beseira holds like Rav Shimon in one point. Bishadarka Lechol Bederach HaYetzim Emenu. Lechol, the Yosef Bishnayim. That's the case of Mestunius. And Yehudim says, Kol Sheshen told us Kruya Lov, and Oidim Emenu, also be Yetzim Emenu. If the food is edible, Vice says here in the Mishnah, this Mestunius is also edible. And the chaymis that comes out of it is also edible. So in such a case, when you mean to ask the mistunyos, you also mean to ask the chaymis that comes out of it. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. But a pole of the lay, he still argues on the Shimon Elazar, v'shein darker lechol, in a case where the mother, the fruit, is not a derech tidit, but v'derech hayetzim men lechol, a derech is tidit what comes out of it. So Rabbi Yehuda ben b'stei v'loshon ilay, o misis anami b'tavayu. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make a difference, it says in both cases, both are also. The Shem Ben Elazar no Shani Lei. Le Mitzvah Ella B'yaisim Emenu. It's only also what comes out of it. Now, Rabbonim Basroi the Masdisin, the last Chachom in our Mishnah, Hainu of Shem Ben Elazar. That's what Shem Ben Elazar. For Shayus in the day Koyi, I ain't Dako Lecho the Shari Hugufa. That's what the last Chachom Arag you on. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Misairi, he holds, even in a case where the mother is not edible, still, since what comes out is also, you still mean to ask about, it could be that's Shari Mastunius. In the case, let's say these grapes are unripe and not edible. So you're only making this and that and not eat these grapes. If you do Ben Misery, he's the only one to say that it's also to eat these grapes and what comes out of it. Even though the mother, the grapes are not edible, so what? Still you mean to ask about. That's what Yehuda Ben Misery went so far. Now, Choma Matira means only so far. The Chomim in the Mishnah is Rav Shimon ben Elazar that says in such a case where the mother, these unripe grapes are not edible, then all you meant to ask for is what comes out. Only the Chomitz, what comes out of it is also. But the grape that's unedible, since it's not edible, you do not mean it in your Kavanah. So yes, Kitzur, there are three different shittas here. So it's good one is the Tanakama, there's Rav Yehuda ben Misairi, which is Rav Shimon ben Elazar's Svara, and then there's the Chomim at there's a Yehuda ben Misairi that says even more than Shimon ben Elazar, and then there's the Chomim Matirim they hold like a Shimon ben Elazar. So kids, there are three different stories here. A Tanakhama says, what you say, that's it. You said Tamarim, that's the only thing that's also. Even though the Dvash is Oymed Lachila, you didn't say it's Mutter. That's a Tanakhama's Kiddush. Yehuda ben Misairi argues and says, no, whenever you say the mother, you also mean to include what comes out of it. Whether it's edible or whether it's not. The Chum say it depends, no. If it's not edible, the mother's not edible, then you do not mean to ask the mother the fruit. You only meant to ask what comes out of it. Right, the Mishnah says like this. Ha-noidim min ha-yayin. Somebody makes this a neder, he can't drink wine. The locher is mutter b'yayin tapuchim. You're allowed to drink apple juice. That's not called wine. Ran says, Chivon sheyesh lo shem levoy lemikri yayin stam, it's not called stam wine. Like yayin comes out of tapuchim, it's called yayin tapuchim, it's not called wine. Min ha-shemen, someone makes this and that we won't drink, we won't have oil, is muta v'shemen shumshemen. He's allowed to have an oil from oil that comes out of the sesame seeds. Because that's not called stam shemen. Why says stam shemen means from olive oil. Min ha-dvash, someone makes this and that we can't have enjoyment from honey. Mutter b'dvash tomorrow. You're allowed to have a German from dvash tomorrow, but that's not called stam honey. Stam honey is called Dvash from Dvarim, from bees. Mashenke Dvash Tamarim has its own name on it, so he didn't mean to include it. Then HaChaymes, someone makes this nether, not to have a German from vinegar, Muta B'Chaymes Stunius. You're allowed to have a German from the Chaymes that comes from the Stunius, from these unripe grapes. Again, since it has its own name on it, it's not called Stam Chaymes Stam Vinegar, it was not included in your nether. What about Menachrishin? Somebody says, I won't have enjoyment from leek, from Krishin, is Muta B'Kaflutas. If I say it's another type of a vegetable, it's not the same thing as Krishin, it's not like leek, therefore it's Muta. Then HaYerik, someone makes this and that this time, he won't have enjoyment from Yerik, from vegetables. So the locher is Muta B'Yerokos HaSoda. You're allowed to eat vegetables that grow wild in the field. Stam vegetables means what grow in your backyard, in your garden, that you take care of. Mashenken, wild vegetables, Shushem Levoi, it has a nickname to it. It's called Yerokos HaSoda. So when you make an Issa Neder not to eat vegetables, you mean like vegetables that are cultivated, that you grow in your garden, not vegetables that are grown wild out in the field. So to Gemara, Tanya would learn like this. Hanoide min Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. If somebody's in Eretz Yisrael and he makes an Issa Neder, he won't have enjoyment from oil. Halacha is Muta B'Shem and Shumshemin. He's allowed to have enjoyment from oil that comes out of sesame, because they didn't make oil from that in Eretz Yisrael. But for Yosef B'Shem and Zayis, he's not allowed to have Shem and Zayis, oil of olive oil, because that was the derech to make in Eretz Yisrael. Uva Bavel, let's say somebody made the same type of a nether in Bavel, then just the opposite. Also B'Shem and Shumshemin, because in Bavel, they used to make the oil from Shumshemin, Umuta B'Shem and Zayis, but he's allowed to have enjoyment from olive oil. Because in Bavel, they didn't have olives, they didn't make olive oil. What about Mokon? Shemistavkin Mizel Mizer. Let's say you have a place that uses both types of oil. In your place where you live, they use Shumshemin oil. And they use Shemin Zayis. And you stam say, you're making an Issa Neder. You can't have enjoyment from Shemin. The locher is also Bazel Bazer. You're also with both types of oil. Since you said oil stam, and in your city they use olive oil and shumshimin oil, both are included. Why not? You said shem and stam. Since you said shem and stam, havada means to include both. If in your city they use both. So Gemara says, L'sricha the chiddush is like this. We're talking about even in the case, deruba minchad mistafkin, that most of the people in the city only use olive oil. There's a miyat, a few people, they also use shem and shumshimin. And are you made an Issa Neder stam, you can't have enjoyment from Shemin. So such as in that place it's a chiddush. Because mahal the time I would have thought to say, Eizel Basaruba, let's go after the majority of the people. And since the majority of the people only use olive oil, so when you said Shemin stam, you only meant olive oil. You did not mean oil from Shumshimin. Kamash Malano, Sofik Yisur Lechumra. Since it's a suffix here, maybe he meant to include what the niyat or the few people use. So since it's a suffix, maybe you also meant to include it. And it's dead there. The klal is suffix nadarm. You have to go to chumra. It's like a suffix yisidi raisa. So therefore, that's the chiddush over here. That even though it's a doubt, because most people only use shemen zayis. So maybe when he said he can't have a German from shemen, he only meant to ask the shemen zayis. But maybe did not mean to include shumshimin, shemin shumshimin. Kamash no, since there are some people that use it, luchumra we have to be machin. What about hanoida min hayerek b'shah shnei shavua? If somebody not sure in Shemitah, the first 6 years in Eretz Yisrael, you're making this and nether, you won't have enjoyment from vegetables, so what type of a vegetable do you mean? Is also v'yiroka sagina. It's also to eat the vegetables that are cultivated, that grows in your garden. But umuta b'yirokos hasada, people don't talk about wild vegetables that grow out in the fields. That's not in your mind. A stam vegetable means what's grown in your garden and gardens. So therefore, the rest of the years, not during Shemitah, you do not mean to include yirokos hasada. Mashenken of Shviyis, let's say you make Yisra Neder on Shemitah on the seventh year, that on the seventh year you're not allowed to plant. So Lamaisa, in your gina, in your garden, you don't have any vegetables. Like in your vegetable, in your garden only grows what you plant. And Shemitah, you're not allowed to plant. So in your garden, you don't have any vegetables. where the vegetables grow on Shemitah, outside wild in the fields. Like what grows wild, they don't need you to plant, they grow wild. So then the svar, if you made an Issa Neder on Shemitah, which vegetables do you mean to include? Is Asa Mirakas Asada. Then for sure we say the person meant to make it Asa, the wild vegetables. Because that's the only vegetables you have during Shemitah. Umut Mirakas Agina. Because usually there's no Yirakas growing in your Gina on Shemitah. Since you're not on a plant on Shemitah, in your garden you don't have any vegetables. So you did not mean it. Omar Rabbi Avua Mishum Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel.